Chapter 2. Barnett Newman, Paris. I was in the company of a small group of teenage students in the Pompidou Centre in Paris. We came upon a black triangle with a red stripe down the centre. "I think that's a Barnett Newman," I said, stopping the group with me. "What's it called?" they asked. I didn't know. I had never seen it before. I just knew it was a Barnett Newman. His abstract style is that distinctive. A student took a closer look. "It's called Jericho." "Amazing," I said. "I have recently been reading the book of Joshua in the Old Testament, and it tells the story of the Battle of Jericho." I went on to relate how the Israelite army was preparing to attack the heavily fortified city of Jericho, and spies were sent ahead to assess the lie of the land, but had been detected. A search was organized to find them, but they had been hidden on the roof of her house by Rahab the prostitute. After a fruitless search, the gates were shut and the city was locked up for the night. Rahab's house was part of the city wall, which enabled her to let the spies escape on a rope from a window, but not before she had made them promise to spare her family who would collect in her house. Her house they would identify by a red cord hanging from the window. Jericho eventually fell, and shockingly everything living was put to the sword and the city set ablaze. As agreed, the red cord ensured that Rahab and all her family with her were saved. So, do you think this black triangle and red stripe illustrates what happened at Jericho? I asked the students when I had finished. Yes, they agreed enthusiastically. And will you tell the story to the others on the coach? They urged. So, that Sunday evening, in very slow Parisian traffic, I retold the story of the fall of Jericho and concluded with a description of the black triangle with a red stripe by Barnett Newman, which most of them had not seen. It was greeted with enthusiastic applause.